Hello, Audio Boom fans, or One Word here. I've just come back yesterday from a trip up to see my parents in the lovely Northumbrian market town of Hexham. One of the days that we were there, my two youngest children and I, we were taken down to Haydon Bridge, which is a village about 6 miles west of Hexham, towards Carlisle. Situated on the A69. It's a lovely village. And I actually went to the Scouts there. What was pertinent was my mother and father both lived there. They grew up there and they left after about 25 and 27 years respectively. But they both gave a bit of commentary actually, which they were quite willing to do. And I'd like to play that commentary now for you. So this is going to be, I think, probably the first of three parts, given the length of the recordings. Maybe two. I might be able to squeeze it in two. But I hope you enjoy. Thanks for listening.
Good boy. Good lad.
Put that there.
Somebody's burnt it. Right. So tell everybody where we are.
We're at the Eland.
Eland, and spell that.
E-A-L-A-N-D.
And where is the Eland?
It's on the north side of the river, east of the bridge.
In what town or village?
Haydon Bridge.
And what river is it?
The River Tyne.
Okay. And so, do you want to tell everybody about this bit, or what?
Yeah, we're sitting here... on the site of the old sewerage works.
Yeah.
It's a sort of a raised embankment now, levelling off, and it's got a life buoy on there.
So I have a lot of people who are blind or visually impaired listening, listening to this. And what I always do when I'm describing where I am is I tell them what we're looking at so they can perhaps get a picture in their mind.
Well, we're sitting on a fairly new seat. And the grass, there's a grass bit in front of us here, obviously being cut by some machine. And then in front of us we have a fairly good array of mature trees, mainly all sycamore. There's a willow over there. I've never seen a willow quite so big as that.
Is that elm?
No, they're all sycamore.
That's not sycamore.
Oh, yes, yeah, no, that's not sycamore. Elm. Yes, it could be. There's a stump to the left of us and a stump to the right of us, and we used to climb that as children.
Except there were trees then.
There were trees then, of course, yes.
So how many years ago would that be?
I'm afraid it's about 50 years ago.
50 years ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then over to the left, you can see a fenced-off area with some fairly new buildings in there. That was...
New buildings?
Well, there's a big shed there.
This shed, yeah.
And that was Humble's scrapyard then. And then you can see the brick building to the north of it.
Uh-huh.
That was the... It was a little office where the coal people used to do their accounts there, because that was the coal yard.
And it's a railway line behind
The Newcastle to Carlisle. And in the 50s, 40s, 50s and 60s, it was used as a shunting yard. And also all the coal was delivered here into the sidings. And it would be distributed around this area mainly.
Burnt. It's okay. Yes, well, it's
distributed around here. And Leppington was the station master, and he was in charge of everything. And just where you see the entrance to that fenced-off area, to the left, there's a big stone wall.
Okay.
It's ancient. It'll have been here since they did the railways. On the other side of that...
I wouldn't necessarily call that ancient.
well, the 30s, 40s. There were trees and there were pear trees.
Oh.
And all the small boys used to come along here in the night time, in the back end, and try and raid Leppington's pears. It was a big sport. And Leppington used to see from his kitchen window, and he used to come down chasing them. And every, the wall would be, it would be 2 meters anyway.
Yeah.
Which was an awful big, an awfully big high wall for small children, small boys. And on top of this wall, there had been...
keep talking.
There had been cement put, and stuck in the cement was broken glass. And of course, if you went up the wall, you would cut your shred yourself with this broken glass. But it didn't seem to matter, because all the small boys used to try. There was a gateway there, but it was covered with barbed wire, and it was, that was even harder to cross. And these were the adventures of small boys in those days. And then in front of us, there's a gravel bed, and a gravel bed on the other side, and that was Martin's Close. And periodically, some of the housing estates would gather down here on the north side, and some of the housing estates from the other side would gather on the other side. And then it would be pre-arranged at school, no doubt, and we'd throw stones at each other. And you would probably find there would be 20 to 30 boys, small boys on this side and the same on the other, throwing stones from one side to the other, trying to hit your enemy. Hopefully nobody would be hit.
Should we walk? You're not bothered.
No, I'm staying. You go ahead. You go ahead with that one. I'll see you later.
Do you want the car key?
No.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay. See you later.
Need the cigars.
So, I'm walking away from my dad now, who's chosen to stay sat there at the Eland. I think the whole thing's called Eland. Walking down a little track here. Nettles on my left, nettles on my right. I've got shorts on, so I've got to be careful. River Tyne is on my right. We're walking parallel with it. So, oh, here we go. Mine's all right. She's all right, ma'am. Yeah, to me. She's coming back. All right now. Oh, we're walking along the railway line. So, we're recording.
Are we?
Yes. So, maybe you'd like to tell people where we are.
Well, we're walking down from the Eland, which is a road from the village of Haydenbridge, down beside the river. On one side we have the river, and on the other side we have the railway line.
So the railway's on our left. And the Tyne's on our right.
Yes.
And
with it, we're coming up to an arch, which will take us through under the railway line onto the Newbrough Road, and where the gardens were, that my father had a garden.
All right.
An allotment.
Dad's chosen to stay put.
Yeah.
He should be what?
He should be getting some exercise.
He should be getting some exercise. He's tired,
Harry,
I can tell.
Harry, this way.
We're going to go under the railway line. We're going to go under the railway line.
This is the railway line.
Oh, we're walking there's an underpass. Very echoey, isn't it? Molly, wait. That's the road. Wait. Wait. Stop. 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 I'll put the lead on her. Wait. Oh, I remember where we are. So. Oh, sorry, son. Sorry. You all right?
bit further down there and you go up a hill up to Pagecroft. There's about two farms up there.
And that's where Colin Todd used to test the handbrake whenever Colin Todd serviced Dad's cars.
Did he?
Yeah, yeah. I went with him a couple of times.
Right.
On that really steep hill. He says, I'm going to test it before I adjust it. And he says, your job's to count the clicks. Stop counting when the car stops moving.
Right.
So we parked face up and face down. The car didn't stop moving. So he says, oh, that's not very good, is it? So he went back, adjusted them. And then it was, he adjusted the handbrake and it was three clicks facing up. It was three clicks facing up, four clicks facing down or something like that. He says, oh, that's better. That's how it should be, he says. And I asked, I said, was that dangerous? And he said, yes, because your handbrake wasn't working. I can't remember what car that was, though. I think it might have been the... Oh, dear. He's not having a very good time of it today, is he? Sorry, son. Do you want to stand on my foot, look? Stand on my foot. I think it might have been the Volvo 244. It could have even been the Escort. I can't remember. Sorry, Volvo... It could have been the 244.
The first one,
yeah. Yeah, the maroon coloured Volvo.
Yeah.
Right. Got that. Look at this big. Get that thing off. Just blow on that thing on my arm, Harry. Look, blow on that. Get it off. I want it off, my arm. That's it. Well, flick it off. There you are. Some creature trying to take chunks out my arm. So these are all allotments and all right now. There's one thing I like about Haydonbridge, and it's never changed, has it? Look at it.
No.
So we're kind of looking to our 1 o'clock across the road and beyond the allotments. I mean, even the allotments haven't changed, but the houses, the stonework's still stained with coal dust, smoke, and soot to an extent. But they just look old. Now, when would they have been built? That terrace there. Wait.
60 years. There could be about 100 years old.
100 years?
David Edwards. Oh, you're not naming. There was a family called Edwards who used to live next door to us in Hoggy Acres.
Oh, yeah.
And the youngest lad has a house over there now.
All right. So there are quite a lot of allotments there, aren't there? I mean the amount of times that I, because when I was a bit older, I used to cycle from Hexham to Haydonbridge and back. I think, if you go over the Allendale Road from Hexham, it's not that far. It's only like six miles. But yeah, we used to cycle across here. Oh, hang on a minute. Have a snack, Harry.
Banana.
Hang on, there's loads of medley bars in there, son.
There's a purple one.
You want those biscuits?
No.
Okay. All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.